to replace her to open up the convention. Guess who they turned to? A woman who came to the rescue, wasn't there to rescue her own city. We'll give you that story. It is now 6 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Until yesterday, it hadn't been this hot in Washington since 2012. But yesterday was a day for the record books as the temperature hit 100 at all three area airports. That was enough to tie the record at Reagan National and BWI and set a new record at Dulles. The heat index, which factors in the humidity, was as high as 113 at times yesterday. Shouldn't be quite as bad today, but it is still going to be hot. The forecast is just ahead. Democrats tried to amplify Hillary Clinton's campaign slogan of Stronger Together on the first day of the Democratic National Convention, but the unity effort got off to a rough start.
On the convention floor, Bernie Sanders supporters booed and held up signs in defiance. Finally, Sanders himself walked out to address the crowd.
I think it's fair to say that no one is more disappointed than I am.
The Vermont senator then urged voters to stand behind the official Democratic nominee.
Based on her ideas and her leadership, Hillary Clinton must become the next president of the United States.
A message DNC officials hope will calm anger and unite the party's voters. I'm Reid Binion.
Donald Trump, meanwhile, was campaigning in Roanoke yesterday.
I love Virginia. And we are going to win Virginia.
During his campaign event, Trump referred to Virginia Senator and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Kaine as a, quote, political hack and, quote, a weird little dude. The Washington Monument will remain closed for another day.
Once again, issues with the Washington Monument's elevator are keeping it closed to the public.
When the Rangers were doing some test runs and getting ready to open the Washington Monument, they noticed a grinding noise coming from the elevator.
It was supposed to reopen today, but Mike Litterist with the National Park Service says they've ordered a part to fix it, which should be here today. They're hoping it'll reopen tomorrow. The monument was closed twice in the spring due to issues with the elevator. Maria Leaf on WMAL. And WMAL.com.
A Hooters restaurant in Rockville will close for good this fall after being implicated in the drunk driving death of a Montgomery County police officer last winter. That Hooters served the man who then drove away and struck and killed Officer Noah Liotta. Noah's father, Rich Liotta.
It is a moral victory that showed that this particular business broke the rules so significantly that resulted in the death of my son.
Rich Liotta tells WMAL the closing of the restaurant doesn't get his son back, but it is a deterrent to other businesses, a reminder that they need to comply with the law. Yet another Baltimore police officer trial is set to begin this week in the death of Freddie Gray, and it brings with it a new prosecution team.
Since Officer Garrett Miller testified at an earlier trial,
there has to now be new prosecutors involved. It's called a clean team.
Says legal analyst Warren Alperstein, and they have to prove they're not using any of Miller's earlier testimony in this trial, which he says is not easy.
They could learn about it because they sat in court. They could have learned about it from talking to their colleagues. They could have learned about it from hearing news reports.
Miller's trial, like Officer Edward Nero's, isn't focusing on the van ride, but rather whether Gray's arrest was legal.
The argument still circles back to, even if it was an illegal arrest, that in and of itself does not necessarily amount to criminal conduct.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Firefighters have saved some 2,000 homes so far, but it still figures to be a long, hot battle against a wildfire northwest of Los Angeles, with temperatures this week predicted to be in the triple digits. 18 homes have already been destroyed by that fire. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 18,493, the NASDAQ at 50,98. Sports after a Monday off, the Nats open a 9-game road trip tonight with a game in Cleveland. The Orioles beat the Rockies for their fifth straight win, extending their AL East lead to 2.5 games over Boston. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You listen here, you are on the cutting edge of societal evolution.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Which means you will know what's important before what's important becomes important.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Oh, yes.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Do you know what a RIA is? It's a Real Estate Investor Association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitch man. Come network with local real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. Come join the largest Real Estate Investor Network in the metro area. We meet on Wednesday, August 3rd at 6 p.m. at the Bethesda Marriott on Brooks Hill Road and Thursday, August 4th at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-493-1206. This month's topic, the state of the Northern Virginia and D.C. Metro Real Estate Market Address. Call 800-493-1206. Write it down. That's 800-493-1206. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and D.C. Real Estate Networking Club.
TMS NeuroHealth is now Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers. Visit HopeTMS.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s. Here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning. Watch for delays southbound on 295 between Polk and East Capitol Streets in Fairfax. Better news westbound at Arlington Boulevard. We had a fender bender by Nutley Street. That's cleared away. To Woodbridge, northbound Minneville Road at Telegraph Road shut down with an accident, an injury. Police and fire department already on the scene. In Great Falls, Georgetown Pike shut down as well with a bad accident near Springvale Road. Over to northbound Route 5, we're seeing some volume between Shortcut Road and Akahikik Road. And one more thing, I see that eastbound Braddock Road in Alexandria has an accident with two lanes blocked at Little River Turnpike. If you're taking the subway, DC Metro's Blue Line has delays possible this morning while they're single tracking. And traffic is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all, announcing the opening of the first dedicated heart and vascular hospital in the nation's capital. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. Now from GarageToRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much of a break after tying a record yesterday at 100 degrees. As the heat does continue, very warm morning and isolated thunderstorm this afternoon with more clouds than sun, 96. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 in Burke, 73 in Beltsville, 80 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. At the DNC, Elizabeth Warren makes the case for why Donald Trump should never be president. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 6:07. It's Brian and Larry live from Philadelphia as we continue coverage of the Democratic National Convention from the Wells Fargo Arena. And to that end, we have Dano Milbank coming in at 7:05. At 8:15, Sally Cohn. You see her. She's a liberal commentator. See how she thinks it's going. And then at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Brian, we've been spending a lot of time this morning already talking about the divisions here in Philadelphia, the Democratic National Convention, and the fact, you know, I saw they had all these signs out that they were trying to hold up that said "Stronger Together."
Oh, yeah, this is great!
Saying, you know, the Bernie people and the Hillary people are stronger together.
That's
and they
their
hand
message.
Out all
that's
these
right.
signs, stronger together.
That's the phrase that they hope will bring unity to this.
As division. We were walking in through the pile of trash and rubble in the parking
and
lot here, by the way,
it.
These are some dirty Democrats. There was one of those signs was on the ground right in front of the building, and someone had torn off the ST in Stronger and the ER in Stronger off the sign, so all it read was "Wrong Together."
Yes, I saw
and that was one of the Democrats who did this. So we have been talking about these divisions, but I got to be honest, we got to tell it like it is. We got to keep it real, as we say, Brian Wilson.
That's right.
Last night, Michelle Obama's speech probably was universally praised, adored, and accepted at the Democratic National Convention. These delegates love Michelle Obama.
They were lapping it up.
And they loved her speech. And so I want to play a little part of it because it really resonated with me. Listen to this, Michelle Obama making the case why if we elect Donald Trump, well, that will be bad for the children.
Okay.
With every word we utter, with every action we take, we know our kids are watching us. We as parents are their most important role models. And let me tell you, Barack and I take that same approach to our jobs as president and first lady because we know that our words and actions matter, not just to our girls, but to children across this country.
Yeah, well, listen, I actually agree with Michelle Obama with much of what she just said. You're right. Our parents, you are the most important role models to your children. As far as I'm concerned, what happens in your house is much more important than what happens in the White House. And I don't look to the White House or the president and the first lady to be some sort of surrogate parents and look for them to lead as example. Let's face it. The idea that the president and the first lady are paragons of virtue that all children in America should look up to and follow their lead, that all went out the window with Monica Lewinsky. Blue dress, okay? And now we're looking to re-elect that family back to the White House. So she's lost a little credibility there, but let's take her at her word. She says, making the case against Donald Trump, that the words and actions of the President and First Lady reflect on our children. And then she went on to say,
this November, when we go to the polls, that is what we're deciding. Not Democrat or Republican, not left or right. No, in this election and every election is about who will have the power to shape our children for the next 4 or 8 years of their lives.
That's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, setting aside the arguments that we can make about how Hillary Clinton's Supreme Court nominations will certainly shape the lives of our children for the next 20 to 30 years, let's set that aside for a moment. Michelle Obama is holding herself and President Obama up as the paragons of virtue and excellence as representatives and role models for our children. So I would like to ask you at this moment to reflect back on the last 7.5 years of the Obama presidency. What have your children learned from this president and first lady? What lessons have been taught to your children, in some cases, I'm guessing, against your own wishes, against your own desires, against your own lessons that you would have liked to teach your children? How have they represented and been role models for your children and your family over the last 7.5 years? Has it all been positive? 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. I know this, Brian, because of the actions of this president and because of the actions of his Justice Department, when my children go to the restroom in their schools, their public schools, when school starts next month, they won't be sure about the gender, the sex of the person entering that restroom with them. They won't know if the my daughters will actually be going to the restroom in the same restroom as another girl in that room.
Right.
Thanks to the fine example and role model leadership of this president. That's just one thing how they've affected my children. There's plenty more. 888-630-WMAL.
Well, let me give you one, because I've had a conversation with a teenager that is very near and dear to me about politics of late, and they're very interesting conversation, because I want to know sort of where her head is and what she's thinking about and what her friends are saying, and so I'm very, you know, I try to engage in this conversation as much as I possibly can, and here is what she has drawn from the Obama presidency. You ready? That a president can do anything that a president wants to do because they have the power of executive action, an executive order. And I was going, really? You believe that? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, this, and this. And she starts giving me examples where Obama has done things through executive order. I said, are you aware that in most cases, the president needs to be in, needs to do that with the permission of Congress. Congress has to decide that. And Congress, you know, sometimes disagrees with the president. And are you aware that the Supreme Court on several occasions has gone to the president and said, your actions were not constitutional in that regard? Well, yeah, but I mean, but the president's very powerful and he can just do what he wants.
Yeah.
That is what my daughter has learned from this administration.
It's a great point, Brian. I've had a similar conversation. Oh, I'm worried about Trump, Daddy. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. He's going to do this. Girls, the president can't just do all those things on his own. I'm sure he's saying that right now as he's campaigning, but he can't do it all by himself. He's going to need Congress. Oh, no, he doesn't. Oh, no, he doesn't. Look at Obama.
Exactly.
Thank you. Lesson learned, Mr. President.
That's right.
All right. What do you think? 888-630-9625. How have 7.5 years of the Obama presidency affected your children? Because Michelle Obama made the point yesterday. Here she is again.
With every word we utter, with every action we take, we know our kids are watching us. We as parents are their most important role models. And let me tell you, Barack and I take that same approach to our jobs as president and first lady, because we know that our words and actions matter, not just to our girls, but the children across this country.
That's right. And what have your children learned? I know my children have learned something. Whenever the community has a conflict with the police are the ones who acted stupidly. The police are the ones who have to be corrected and undermined. The police are the ones who were the bad guys. That's another thing that I've learned from this presidency, or my children have. How about John in Fredericksburg? We'll start off with you, John. You're on WMAL.
Yes, good morning. One of the things that my kids would have learned if they were old enough to understand is that if you get power, you can spend as much of the taxpayers' money on yourself as you want, because apparently someone did a study and Michelle and Barack have spent $1.1 billion on personal travel since they came into office. Personal travel, not his official trips.
Well, I think
so that's one of the lessons. And they always do it outside the country. They never even benefit people in this country when they travel.
John, thank you. It's a great point. And let me just say, if that is a lesson that is important to your children, then I think you can be rest assured that if Hillary Clinton becomes president, that trend will continue over the next 4 years. Oh, Hillary, she's going to be flying all over the world.
Yeah, and I think just one other thing that I think that people pick up on, and that is the fact that, you know, rules don't matter to some people if they are powerful.
Yep.
That is the other message that I think is being learned by a lot of children.
Plenty of lessons our children have learned from the Obamas. Michelle Obama last night making the case that the president's words and actions matter. We agree. So tell us how their words and actions have mattered in your children's lives over the last 7.5 years. 888-630-WMAL.
It's now 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Indeed I am. Southbound 295 packed right now heading for East Capitol Street, and you'll be tapping the brakes inbound New York Avenue from South Dakota Avenue northeast to Bladensburg Road. Watch for an accident northbound on I-95 in Virginia approaching Capitol Beltway, sitting in the left lane. Once in Woodbridge, we have an accident shutting down Minneville Road northbound at Telegraph Road. Then to Great Falls, where Georgetown Pike is also closed, approaching Springvale Road. Police and fire department on the scene, though. Eastbound 66, slow traffic between the Dulles Toll Road and Lee Highway. A similar story northbound Route 5, slowing down Shortcut Road to Brandywine Road. And eastbound Braddock Road in Alexandria, we have an accident two lanes blocked at Little River Turnpike. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we're going to have sun this morning. Increasing clouds this afternoon. A stray shower is possible. A high right around 96 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, 77. Again, a thunderstorm is possible. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 93. On Thursday, highs in the low 90s. An afternoon thunderstorm is possible on Friday. Temperatures in the low 90s. And the weekend is looking hot with thunderstorms possible both days. Currently, in the nation's capital, it is 80 degrees. 617 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
This November, when we go to the polls, that is what we're deciding. Not Democrat or Republican, not left or right. No, in this election and every election, is about who will have the power to shape our children for the next 4 or 8 years of their lives.
Michelle Obama last night at the Democratic National Convention clearly making the case that, well, that Donald Trump, he says mean things, and that's not a good role model, and our children need a better role model in the White House. Well, we're reflecting back on the Obama presidency. How have they been role models for your children? What have your children learned? And by the way, while we're at it, let's imagine 4 years of Hillary Clinton as president. What lesson is learned there? If Hillary Clinton becomes president, what lesson have your children learned about our country, about law and order, about justice, about the Democratic Republic we enjoy? 888-630-WMAL. How about Rob in Charlestown? You're next up on WMAL. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, guys. I think the saddest thing is that my children have learned how divided we are as a country and how you know, bad police officers are, and all these things that have divided us instead of united us as American citizens.
Yeah, we started 7.5 years ago with hope. With regard to race relations, and I think that the vast majority of Americans hoped that the election of President Barack Obama would actually mend many of the rifts in our society and culture. We began with hope, and we're ending, sadly, with despair. Rob, thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for the call there, Rob.
How about Adam in Fredericksburg? You're next up on WMAL. The lessons learned by having President Obama and First Lady Michelle as our role models?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. As a father of six children, I'll just speak from the perspective of my four oldest. My oldest daughter has realized that a four-year college degree is worthless. Her younger brother has realized that he'll never be able to work a 40-hour work week. The sister after him has realized that jobs are few and far between once you get out of high school. And her younger brother, who's still in high school, has realized that America won't stand up for itself anymore on the world stage.
Wow. It's a lot of lessons there, Adam, and you're right. And again, we agree. Thank you so much for detailing it out there, Adam. We agree with Michelle Obama when she says that the president and the first lady can be role models and that our children learn lessons from the leadership out of the White House. We're asking you what lessons were learned. How about Lou in Florida? Listening in on the WMAL app. Thanks, Lou. You're on WMAL.
Hey, man. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Michelle and Barack Obama should be the last two people that anybody would listen to on how to raise your children.
Well, it ain't
going to
happen.
Hate the cops. You don't have a future, just like your last caller said. You know, they get out of school and it's like a college degree is absolutely worthless.
Yeah. Listen, Lou, thank you for that. I think that they really, if anyone looks at this with a critical eye like we are today, these words are a real danger zone for them. And by the way, one other thing. You know, I keep hearing this from the Hillary Clinton has an ad out there showing children watching Donald Trump on the air and the things that he's saying. Listen, Donald Trump, he's a New Yorker, okay? He's not my cup of tea. I don't want to spend an afternoon with him necessarily, be with the language that he uses sometimes. I get that. It makes me wish that we had Ronald Reagan back in the White House, a man of true class and dignity, or both Bushes for that matter. But here's the thing. In terms of his effect on our children, in terms of what kind of role model he might be, look at his children.
Yeah.
He has had the most profound impact on those three young adults, as well as his other two children from another wife. And my God, his kids, I think universally people agree, are really impressive individuals.
They truly are. And look, I mean, I don't want to denigrate the president and first lady as parents, because, I mean, I look at Sasha and Malia, and I think they're fine, upstanding young ladies, and I think that they do care deeply about their children. But I think it's the larger lesson that the Obama administration's policies have set forth that make our children have to stop and think about the world as it is. And it's very different than it was 7.5 years ago.
I'll say.
So very different.
Fundamental transformation. All right, more of your calls in a moment. How has the Obama presidency, affected your children? 888-630-WMAL.
It is now 6:22.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The credit crisis of 08 is long gone. The Brexit vote has come and gone. But our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. Read my fully revised and updated number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money. You'll learn what you need to know about investing in today's tumultuous times. It's a fun, quick read. You can read the whole book in a single sitting, yet it's packed with information. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, and the one big question you need to answer, plus the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Get your copy at Amazon.com today or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money and get the investment plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's Wilson Realty Group.
It is now 6:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traveling southbound on 295, we have your usual weekday morning delays from Polk Street down to East Capitol Street, plus inbound New York Avenue is already packed. South Dakota Avenue towards Bladensburg Road. Good news, northbound I-95 in Virginia. We had an accident approaching the Capitol Beltway that's cleared away. Delays popping up eastbound on Route 66 between the Dulles Toll Road and Sycamore Street. Then in Woodbridge, an accident closes Minneville Road northbound at Telegraph Road, and another closure in Great Falls of Georgetown Pike near Springvale Road. In Alexandria, eastbound Braddock Road with an accident, two lanes currently blocked at Little River Turnpike. DC Metro's Blue Line currently running with delays in both directions. Traffic brought to you by Tanger Outlets at National Harbor. Shop over 85 designer outlet stores at Tanger Outlets at National Harbor. Visit TangerOutlets.com or text SAVE to 55695 to save an extra 25% on all fashions now at Tanger Outlets. And now from GarageToRepair.com to WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Running the heat and continuing with 90-plus temperatures, mid-90s here for another day or so. 96 this afternoon with a stray storm around and increasing clouds. Overnight tonight, 77, very warm for this time of year. Partial clouds tomorrow, 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 81 degrees, 626 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Last night, Michelle Obama warning the American people that whoever sits in the White House becomes a role model, and their words and actions have an effect. And we're asking you, well, yeah, what kind of effect have the Obamas had on your children? And what about the idea of 4 years of Hillary Clinton? What lesson is learned there? Sean in Stafford, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good.
Good.
Hey, so I think that if Hillary became the president, I think the next 4 years would be spent teaching my kids that there's no consequences for their actions.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate thing of that is that for regular people like us, there absolutely are consequences for your actions.
For regular people. Yeah, people who aren't rich, powerful, and named Clinton. You're right, Sean. Thank you for that. And let's not forget the lessons learned in the Clinton presidency of the 90s, where a whole generation of millennials grew up thinking that a certain kind of intimate encounter was not actually technically sexual relations. And it was okay to lie about sex, too. What good lessons learned there when the Democrats are in the White House.
Yeah, so, with so much to look forward to.
Bill and Frederick, why not? One last one here. Bill and Frederick, you're on WMAL. Go, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Good morning.
Hey.
I just wanted to say Michelle got involved in the school lunch program, and I live in the country, and I talked to some farmers that believe that she single-handedly spoiled maybe a whole generation of kids from drinking milk because they're forced to drink skim milk, and if they want chocolate milk, it's sugar-free.
Bill,
so they get a bad experience from it, and they're losing money.
This is a great point, Bill, and thank you for raising it. Michelle Obama's effect on our children through the school lunch program, you know, having them eat cardboard pizzas and you know, cold fish.
Like basically inedible food.
Limp vegetables. And the milk thing, it's so true. My kids don't like drinking milk because they've been drinking skim milk. We went out to a creamery out in Maryland, the Stone Cold Creamery. I think, or not Stone Cold, excuse me. Point of Rocks, the Rocky Point Creamery, and they sell milk there,
like real milk,
whole milk, real milk, and my kids devoured it. They loved it. They'd never had it.
Father, what is this amazing
exactly.
stuff?
Exactly. Thanks, Michelle. It's 628.
The National Mall, where Americans come to talk about their beliefs.
Information is knowledge, and knowledge is power.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WNAL.
People need to start listening to the issues.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fengels, owner of New Look Home Design. I'm sure you've heard me talk about the fantastic discounts we typically offer this time of year, and this summer won't be any different. Right now, you're probably thinking about your vacation, not about your roof. But come this fall, when you start spending a little more time back in your home, replacing that old roof may move to the top of your to-do list. Don't wait until fall. Get your roof now. Our summer savings program allows customers to take advantage of the slow summer months and save 50% on roofing. Our summer savings program will only last this summer, and once it's over, it's not coming back. In the past, due to customer demand, we have continued the 50% off program into the fall. But I can assure you, come the end of this summer, New Look will not be offering 50% off roofing for the rest of the year. So don't wait. Call 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about how the whole Democratic Convention opened up and who the Democrats turned to do that when Debbie Wasserman Schultz washed out, someone who came to the rescue for the Democrats. Well, she didn't come to rescue for the city of Baltimore when the time came. We'll give you the details coming up. It's now 6:30 in time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It was indeed a record-setting, or at least tying, day in Washington yesterday. The temperature hit 100 at all three airports. That equals the old mark at Reagan National and BWI and represents a new record at Dulles. For Bernie Sanders, it was a critical moment in this year's presidential contest as he came through last night at the Democratic National Convention for his former rival.
Hillary Clinton will make an outstanding president, and I am proud to stand with her tonight.
Sanders emphasizing the stakes of this election.
If you think you can sit it out, take a moment to think about the Supreme Court justices that Donald Trump would nominate.
While comforting disappointed supporters.
Correspondent Manu Raju. The Rockville restaurant that served liquor to a man who later drove drunk and killed a Montgomery County police officer is now going to close for good. And Rich Liotta, the father of Officer Noah Liotta, says the closing of that Hooters restaurant in Rockville Pike will serve as a deterrent to other businesses that serve alcohol. And he hopes it sends a message to the judge who will sentence that drunk driver next month.
At seeing this, at what has happened to Hooters, and that the public is now safer because this business has been closed, she can also do the right thing and make the community safer and do the right thing by victims. Come August 23rd.
At the time of the December accident, police said Luis Relusco was served alcohol well beyond what should have been his limit at that Hooters in Rockville. Top security officials in Germany say four recent attacks, including two claimed by ISIS, will now result in the hiring of a significant number of new police officers. The officials are also calling for tougher security screening of asylum seekers. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,493, the NASDAQ at 50,98. Sports, the Nationals had the night off. Tonight they're in Cleveland for the first of a series with the Indians. The Orioles stretch their lead in the AL East with a win over the Rockies, their fifth in a row. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great, I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
At Adeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have a disabled vehicle southbound on 295 at Kenilworth Avenue. Your left lane is blocked. General delays this morning inbound to New York Avenue between South Dakota Avenue and Bladensburg Road. In Woodbridge, Minneville Road northbound shut down completely with a bad incident at Telegraph Road. Over to Great Falls, also shut down. Georgetown Pike between Utterback Store Road and Springvale Road. More delays northbound Route 5 between Shortcut Road and Brandywine Road. Then in Alexandria, eastbound Braddock Road with a fender bender closing two of your lanes at a Little River Turnpike. This morning, D.C. Metro's Blue Line is operating with delays in both directions. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front of the heat and continuing with 90-plus temperatures. Mid 90s here for another day or so. 96 this afternoon with a stray storm around and increasing clouds. Overnight tonight, 77. Very warm for this time of year. Partial clouds tomorrow, 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Staging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Chantilly, 72 in Olney, 80 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
It is 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. We continue our on-location coverage of the Democratic National Convention in what can only be described as the Star Wars Cantina, the Wells Fargo Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Yeah. Coming up at 7 to 5, Dana Milbank of the Washington Post. 8:15, Sally Cohn, CNN contributor and liberal pundit extraordinaire. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, Larry, want to talk about how things kicked off yesterday. I mean, you know, it was a rocky start to this convention. I mean, even people who have Democratic leanings among the reporting corps, as a lot of them, had to admit that it was a pretty rough day for the Hillary Clinton campaign, as Bernie supporters are upset. The release of all these emails that came out that seemed to suggest that there was collusion between the Hillary Clinton camp and the DNC to the detriment of Bernie Sanders. Well, that just made the Bernie Sanders people more angry. And so yesterday, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was in charge of this, she's the party chair. She was supposed to be the person. This was her big coming out thing. This was her big to-do. She was supposed to open the whole convention and welcome delegates to the hall. But earlier in the day, she made an appearance before the Florida delegation, her own state delegation, and was roundly booed by the crowd. And so very quickly after that, a decision was made. She cannot open this convention. She cannot bang the gavel. She cannot be on that stage whatsoever. So they made a decision that Debbie Wasserman Schultz would not enter the stage because it would just be a melee in the convention hall if she did. She was such a hot property or a very hot controversy at that moment. So who do they turn to? Who do we turn to? Well, we turn to the mayor of Baltimore, Stephanie Rawlins Blake, who came out in her capacity as secretary of the Democratic National Committee to open the convention. Take a listen.
I am Mayor Stephanie Rawlins Blake, mayor of the great city of Baltimore and secretary of the Democratic National Committee and temporary secretary of the Democratic National Convention.
Temporary.
It is an honor and a pleasure to welcome you, delegates, alternates, standing committee members, and all of our honored Democrats and other guests here in Philadelphia.
And so then she said, you're welcome, and we begin the convention. Here is how that happened. Take a listen, because something interesting happened here.
I hereby call the 47th Quadrennial Democratic National Convention to order.
And the crowd goes wild, and she gets a nice round of applause, and she walks off the stage.
Waving like Princess Rawlins Blake.
Except that, listen, because she had to come back, she forgot to do something. Something very important. When you're asked to gavel in a convention, you actually have to use the gavel. There it is. She came back with the gavel and hit the podium, and that made it official.
She had one job.
That's right, and one job. But to me, I mean, I think this is very interesting. I mean, who did the Democrats turn to rescue Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the whole convention when Debbie Wasserman Schultz washed out, could not come to the podium because she was, I mean, she would have been so nuclear a figure to come in there. It would have been just horrible for her to be there. She would have been booed off the stage. It would have been, opening optics would have been just horrible. People would have talked about it for days. So they needed somebody. Who do they turn to? They turn to, you know, Stephanie Rawlins Blake. If only Stephanie Rawlins Blake had rescued her own city during the riots the way she came to the rescue of the Democratic Party, we would all probably have a much better sense of Stephanie Rawlins Blake and a more positive feeling about her. Isn't it interesting that the person they turned to rescue the Democratic convention was somebody who did not stand up and rescue her city as rioters were tearing up all the streets of Baltimore?
Yeah, I think that's interesting. Brian, it's a great point, and actually she did worse than not stand up to stop the rioters who destroyed the city of Baltimore. By the way, over a completely false, bogus suggestion that the police officers of Baltimore killed Freddie Gray. We've had four trials on this out of the six police officers, right, and there's not been one conviction. So let's not forget that. Let's not let that get lost, that these rioters, egged on and encouraged by their Democratic Party elected officials, were rioting over a complete and total lie. And yet Stephanie Rawlins Blake was right out there basically cheering them on. Let's remember what she said. We also gave those who wish to destroy space to do that as well. Remember? We gave those who wish to destroy space to do that. Then, several months later, when 7,000 internal emails about the riots were released, it was discovered that the city was not in any way prepared for the kind of riots that they were faced with. They didn't have enough police officers. They weren't properly equipped. It was as if the mayor just didn't care. And one last thing, let's not forget, as the city was burning, Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland was standing there, literally
tapping his toe,
waiting for her to turn to the state house and say, please, Governor, come in and help. Well, and the city burned,
it was worse,
and burned and burned. And this is the woman that they choose to ring in this Democratic National Convention as an icon, as a symbol of what this party stands for. Actually, now that I think about it, quite appropriate.
Yeah, it may be quite an appropriate thing. I mean, it was even worse than that, though, Larry, because the governor was standing by for a while.
Literally, and 10 feet away from her.
And early on, they were trying to find her so he could have a conversation with her and say, are you sure you don't want to call in the National Guard? Are you sure you don't want the state head to come in and help you? Because it looks like things are sort of getting out of control. No, she really wasn't interested in that. You want to know why? Because, as she said, we gave those who want to destroy room to do so.
Room to destroy.
So that is the person that the Democratic Party turned to in the very opening moments. And I just can't help but observe, if she had only rescued her city the way she came to the rescue of the Democratic Party, well, she might be running for re-election.
Sure. Soon the whole country will look like Baltimore.
That's right.
But without the charm.
It's 6:43.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
So happy I get to tell you about Renters Warehouse. They are the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call Renters Warehouse if you're considering renting your home or investment property. Just get the information from them. You know, renting your home is a great option here in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. because there's such a high demand for rentals. The region is so transient, right? You get a lot of people over the course of the next several months who will be moving in and out of our area, what with the elections and all. And with renting, your home becomes a cash register. It rings every month. Cha-ching, providing you that great cash flow, but you also get all the benefits of being a property owner. But to make Rent Estate really work, you got to have the experts at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They're going to find you quality tenants for top dollar. On average, it'll just take 17 days to find that tenant for you, and then they're going to handle the paperwork. They're going to handle the rent collection. They're going to handle the 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets, all for a flat fee of just $80 a month. Why don't you just find out how much your home will rent for? Just get the information, and then you can decide if it works for you. You'll get a free rent price analysis right now. Call Renters Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. One more time, 202-625-4370. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
It is now 6:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning once again. Starting off with a disabled truck southbound on 295 in the Kenilworth Avenue area. The left lane is blocked. Plus on New York Avenue, we're slowing down 12 miles an hour between New York Avenue and Bladensburg Road. Over at Woodbridge, an accident blocks all lanes at Minnieville Road northbound by Telegraph Road. Your southbound lanes are open. Then in Great Falls, Georgetown Pike shut down. Police and fire department on scene involving a dump truck. Bad accident at Georgetown Pike between Utterback Store Road and Springvale Road. Delays northbound Route 5, Shortcut Road toward Brandywine Road. And DC Metro's Blue Line currently operating with delays in both directions. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
They're running that chance of an isolated thunderstorm today. We'll see some sun around this morning, but very warm and humid. Warm, humid this afternoon, 96. A stray shower storm is possible. Maybe an early thunderstorm tonight, 77. On Wednesday, partial clouds and still hot, 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 81 degrees. It is 6:47.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe.
Thank you for all you do for our country.
Brought to you by ARS Rescue Router. Thank you for keeping us safe.
Let's talk about Philadelphia in general. You know, they're playing host here.
Right.
And unlike in Cleveland, where the convention hall and all of the infrastructure and everything were right there in downtown. Here we're in South Philly.
We're way out south of the city.
I'll paint the picture. It's sort of like National Harbor would be to downtown D.C. Right?
Is that a good comparison? Yeah, it's a sports complex. Yeah. They got the places where all the sports teams plays are out here.
We're in the arena where the Phillies and the Sixers lose.
Right.
And then across the parking lot that way is the stadium where the Flyers. Across there is where the Phillies lose.
Right.
And then right over here in the other direction across the parking lot is where the Eagles go to lose.
Yeah.
So
where those lovely Eagle football fans gather.
Who would have guessed that when the Republicans picked Cleveland, they would be the ones in the championship city?
Yeah.
That's really saying something. Anyway, they're playing host. And so now downtown Philly, which of course is rich with incredible American history, you go down there on Broad Street and you got the cobblestones, you got the Independence Hall,
you got the Liberty Bell,
the Ben Franklin Post Office, right. You got all this stuff. It's very cool. And up and down Broad Street, they've got, which is, I guess, to Pennsylvania Avenue in Washington, yeah, D.C., right? It's a major thoroughfare.
Major thoroughfare.
It's got historic.
A lot of history there, right?
They've erected on the flagpoles out there and on the light poles a flag for every state in the Union.
Okay.
This is the deal, right? You're doing a Democratic National Convention.
You're welcoming delegates from all 50 states and the territories.
Well, not all 50 states. Only 49 of the states.
What?
Brian, the Mississippi flag was taken down in downtown Philadelphia yesterday after the community protested because the Mississippi state flag contains the Confederate battle flag within it. And they couldn't just have that. The battle flag, Lee's battle flag.
Right.
So apparently, if you're a city now and you're hosting all 50 states in your town for a convention, let's face it, Pennsylvania was a big Union state. They were a Yankee state. There's no denying that. They were on the winning side of the Civil War, just as Ohio was. They have a big Civil War monument there dedicated to the Union soldiers. But if you're hosting, and you know I have strong feelings about this as well. I'm a Yankee too, and I don't always like seeing the Confederate flag.
Often, yes.
But Brian, if you're in the business of having a national convention and you're hosting all 50 states, isn't this part of the territory? Doesn't it sort of go with the,
I guess,
with the thing?
I guess Mississippi lives don't matter.
I guess they don't care about Mississippi in any way whatsoever. And they just say, okay, well, we're inviting all the states here and we want to honor all the states, but not that one because we don't like your flag. You know, imagine if they didn't like, you know, if the city didn't like Big Bears and they would take down the California flag.
Yeah.
Or if they didn't like the Maryland flag. Well, everybody likes the Maryland flag.
It's great.
That is the coolest flag ever. So there's your latest political correct update from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where the Democrats really have just written off the Mississippi vote for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
It's 6:50 on WMAL.
Have you ever looked to see what timeshares at your resort are selling for on eBay? This could bring you to tears. Is your timeshare getting harder and harder to book the week you want at the resort you want? Is that mortgage payment on your timeshare a lot more than the value you're getting out of it? How'd you like to just be done with it? Hey, it's Chris Plant, and you can be. I've vetted Timeshare Exit Team, and I trust them. They will get you out legitimately. They don't buy, sell, or donate timeshares because those tricks still leave you holding the bag. They negotiate on your behalf with the resorts to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. They've got offices right here in Alexandria and Towson where you're going to meet with them face-to-face. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com and look at their reviews. These are the guys that do it right. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or give you a complete refund, because if they can't get you out, they haven't earned your money. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Breaking news. Some people will pay double the price for identical things. But why? Senior savings analyst Tom is trying to figure it out.
I'm at Zips Dry Cleaners with Anna.
Hello.
Now, Anna just got a beautiful jacket dry cleaned. How much did you pay, Anna?
$2.29.
Huh, interesting. Now, are you willing to pay $5 instead?
Why? Do I get anything out of it?
No, just the satisfaction of knowing you paid twice as much for the exact same quality of dry cleaning.
No, why on earth would I do that?
Well, that's what some people are doing every day when they take their dry cleaning to a place other than Zips.
Oof, I feel for those people. Really do.
Don't worry, Anna. They're welcome at Zips, where
we'll dry clean any garment for just $2.29, cash or credit, using the same process as full price cleaners. Same day service, same high quality, half the price. Zips Dry Cleaners. We clean clothes with a clean conscience.
Visit one of Zips' 46 locations or go to 321zips.com. When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
You get used to it, but you really shouldn't.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Let me turn this off. Junk is like ambient noise.
You don't realize how much it was bothering you until it's gone.
Now let's get rid of some visual noise.
All you have to do is point.
That, and that.
And all of that.
Wow, it's a new world.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready for some visual peace and quiet,
visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
It's time to check, see how your money is doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Kamlick.
Good morning. Your money won't do much today or tomorrow. Everyone's waiting for the Federal Reserve meeting, which begins today and ends tomorrow afternoon, to see if the Fed is going to raise interest rates or not. The smart money's on no. The Fed's also preparing to fine Goldman Sachs for receiving information that was leaked to one of its employees. The New York Times says Goldman might have to pay up to $50 million. Budweiser has raised its offer to buy SAB Miller because the Brexit vote hurt the British pound, making the deal worth a lot less. BP lost more than $2 billion in its latest quarter because of cheap oil and charges from the 2010 Gulf oil spill. Twitter plans to stream one Major League Baseball game, one National Hockey League game per week for free, so you can watch the Nationals and the Orioles no matter where you are in the country. And the man who attended the London School of Economics is 73 years old today, great-granddad and father-to-be Mick Jagger, worth a reported $350 million. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody, but if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce. And these issues range from parenting to pensions, and they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years, so we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis. And that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. By the way, thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell & Cordell services. Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
It is now 6:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here is Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Creek Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the northeast, we have a water main break on John McCormick Road between Michigan Avenue and Taylor Street. We're all clear southbound 295 at Kenilworth Avenue. However, an accident closes Minneville Road northbound at Telegraph Road. Northbound Route 5 slowing as people head for Accokeek Road. And Alexandria, eastbound Braddock Road with a fender bender. Two lanes blocked at Little River Turnpike. And D.C. Metro's blue and orange line. Lines running with delays this morning. Now from GarageToRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, some sun this morning with increasing clouds this afternoon, a high of 96 degrees. Tonight down around 77. Tomorrow looking like temperatures will be in the high, make that low 90s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 81 degrees.
The National Mall, an American institution where people come to speak their mind. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I agree with you, but it's maddening.
It kind of pains me to disagree with you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up, and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda next-gen firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Chaz Henry in for Mike Rogers. Donald Trump has questioned U.S. participation in the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, the alliance, of course, set up after World War II, to protect Western European nations from the Soviet Union. One of his key arguments is that most European members of NATO have historically not contributed as much money as they've promised to beefing up the armies and weapons they contribute to the mix. Recently, Trump even questioned Article 5 of the NATO Charter, which says an attack on one NATO member is an attack on all, requiring all NATO members to come to that nation's defense. It's not clear if Trump's comments are just a negotiating tactic to scare NATO members into kicking in what they've promised. Some Americans long involved in NATO worry, though, about what signals a resurgent Russia might take from Trump's comments. Will Vladimir Putin take it to mean the U.S. would not intervene if Russian forces moved into countries closer to NATO borders? Something to think about. I'm Chaz Henry.
This week, a woman will make history in the city of brotherly love.
We want to write the next chapter in American greatness.
But who will help Hillary Clinton unite her party?
There has never been any man or woman more qualified for this office.
CNN brings you all four nights with unparalleled access.
We believe we are stronger together.
The Democratic National Convention. Live coverage starts today at 4 Eastern on CNN.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor, invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Coming up on WMAL,
we reflect on a chaotic day one of the Democratic National Convention and ask you, who's more divided right now, Republicans or Democrats?
And we will talk to Dana Milbank from the Washington Post on his impressions of day one of the convention and look forward to day two. It's all straight ahead right here. It's 7.